The men and women of the U.S. Air Force would like to wish America a very happy new year. We're working to help make 1984 a time of peace and happiness for everyone around the world. It's rewarding work, and you can help. Ask your recruiter how. From all of us, here's hoping the new year will be your happiest year of all.
The U.S. Air Force.
They rape me! Rape me!
Yeah, rape me.
Yeah!
Do you shave your lady business or just sculpt?
No.
It's September 7th, 2013.
Never forget.
Let me also tell you this. I have AIDS. Is that okay?
No.
Please, can I please still have sex with you?
You have AIDS?
Yeah, not full bloom AIDS. I would say, like, I've got a side of AIDS.
Thank you for calling Lenovo. How can I help you? There's no B in Lenovo. Thank you for calling Lenovo. How can I help you? I was paralyzed.
We are going to, once again, rape your childhood with a Sextastic Tuesday story based on a classic cartoon I'm sure you'll all remember. Ariel! Life under the sea is great, don't you know? I don't know how this song goes. Yes, it's Little Mermaid porn today on TV. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. I'm gonna read a story about you, and you're gonna be treated like a whore. Suck on that D! Suck on that D! It's always better when you get it wetter, slurping that big D! Down on all fours, now that's a good lay. Between your tight buns, it's nice that way. To get it going, you start with a hey, Jay, and then you suck the D.
She's
like squatting over the toilet. This is how teenage girls give birth at the prom. He violated my tampon tunnel, desecrated my Haitian hairball, ate out my bloomin' onion, and trampled all over my yellow brick road. Cousin Larry's gonna lay some pipe.
Are we still talking about plumbing?
Bits and bytes, electric lights, RAM and ROM, a digital bomb.
It's a computer revolution in the palm of your hands, a digital solution for the modern demand.
These pixelated times need a network paradigm, faster CPUs, better GPUs. A micro USB to see my gooey.
Flashing LEDs, see my gooey. Zip and zap, a new world trap.
Well, you look like a damn fool, and you sound like an idiot.
I don't know who, what, whatever. That poor butthole, it hurts every day.
Yeah, well, you know, I understand. Look, it's great. It's fun to do lots of drugs, but there is a downside, and you forget sometimes who was in your asshole. Like, you know how paper comes in standard and then a letter and legal? I want a legal-sized toast. Is that a dumb idea? I feel like it's a dumb idea, but to me it sounds good.
I've got my permit.
Oh, you got your permit. Okay. I was driving my car after I got my permit. See, this is another example of me being an asshole. You must have no life, and you must be 500 pounds.
People.
No, I'm just a fucking dick. Hey, freaks, it's Monday, December 31st, 2018. Coming up on the program today, Officer Mega Doo-Doo was evacuated, plus pink eye, yellow teeth, diarrhea, and other pleasant side effects of drinking piss, teenage werewolf cults, and feces flinging in a motel lobby. All this was your voicemails today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
I got a hairy asshole. My shitty hairy ass. Yes, Tim Henson back here with you one more time for 2018, baby. Yes, it's New Year's Eve, depending on when you listen to the show. I know I post the program a little bit late, so if you listen as soon as I post, it's still 2018. I'm kind of straddling the 2 years. I'm squatting over Father Time's face. If it is 2019, Happy New Year, freaks. I cannot wait to show you what I have in store for the new year. I say these things and I have nothing in store. Just something you're supposed to say, right? 2019's gonna be the biggest year for DV ever! You have so much to look forward to, when in reality, The only thing you really have to look forward to, from me at least, is getting the year wrong at the beginning of the show for about 2 to 3 months. That's the one thing that's certain. Let's hope 2018 does not... I'm already fucking up! Let's hope 2019... The years are confusing. Numbers are hard. Let's hope 2019 doesn't suck as hard as 2018, okay? Kind of a shitty year for everyone, so I hope things improve. And while I hope that, you know, your lives improve, let's be honest. Pain and misery is my bread and butter. That's mostly what I feature on the show in the form of news stories or even audio clips. People in emotional or physical distress. So maybe I'm hoping 2019 is worse than 2018, ultimately. Huh. This once again proves that I'm an asshole. Ting. I was checking Twitter, and Twitter does this thing. It happens every year. There's always like that last-minute celebrity death. 2018 is out for blood. They nabbed a last-minute kill. But this year, like, I looked on the Twitter, my Twitter...
Twitter sheet.
And I saw, like, some clarinetist. Is that how you say that? When you play a clarinet? Clarinist? I don't know. Some woman who played in an orchestra died. And I'm like, that's cheating. That's not a real celebrity death. It's like the Twitter algorithm is just looking for famous people who have died. We gotta find someone. Yesterday, I think some British actress died, but that wasn't close enough to New Year's. Then I saw on Twitter that a Penny Marshall's autopsy report was released. You know what I mean? Like, Twitter's just really fishing for that death, and they can't find anything. So, fuck it. We'll feature Penny Marshall's death certificate. As of the recording of the show, there's still a few hours, so keep your eyes on Twitter. Oh, something else that died, again, is Louis C.K.'s career. This, you know what, I actually now feel bad for this guy. Yeah, okay, he whipped out his dick and jerked off in front of fellow female comedians. Is that so bad? How long is he going to be punished for this? Hear me out. Okay, yeah, it was a, excuse the pun, dick move. Was it criminal? I don't know. He's not behind bars. And if he's not behind bars, you know, shouldn't he be able to have a career, make money? He's apologized to these women. I'm guessing in private as well. People on Twitter, though, again, they're out for blood. As much as the Twitter algorithm is out for blood. Every single time it leaks out that, oh, Louis C.K. was at the Comedy Cellar working on a set. Ooh, the women are like, why is he there? He should be in deep reflection for his previous actions. Like, he hasn't worked in a year. Maybe he realized early on, huh, that was a bad thing I did. Okay, I've learned. Oh, I'm not allowed to work still. I got to sit in the corner. Okay. Time out for Louis C.K. for another, what, 9 months? I swear to God, I read an article, unless I'm totally making this up, but I believe I read an article where some female comedian said, yeah, he asked me if he could jerk off in front of me, and I thought it was funny, so I said, okay. Gotta be honest with you, if I was a female comedian, that's probably how I would play it. Yeah, whip out your tiny dick. You know he has a tiny dick. It'd be funny, right? But okay, some women didn't think that was cool. I'm not defending Louis C.K. He's a creep. But when he goes and does stand-up comedy, he's not whipping his dick out, jerking off on the crowd. It's not a Gallagher situation where you need a tarp in the front row. And you don't go to a stand-up comedy routine looking for, a moral authority. And yeah, Louis did some weird sex stuff. Bill Cosby, weird. But it's different. It's not the same thing. Someone on Twitter was like, well, I know the women who Louis C.K. jerked off in front of and made feel uncomfortable would not appreciate seeing him on stage. And it's like, first of all, you don't know that. There might be women that are like, oh, he needs to go away fucking forever. I'm talking about the victims here of Louis C.K. Right? Might be like, oh my, I can't stand to look at him. I don't want to ever see him on stage again. But other comedian women might be like, yeah, it's okay. Whatever. He deserves to have, you know, make a living doing his job. The point is, you don't know, and you're nobody. You're on Twitter. But the problem is, with Twitter, nobodies, you get enough nobodies together, and then they're a force to reckon with. You know what I mean? Like, Twitter can destroy lives.
I guess Louis C.K. made some jokes about the Parkland the Parkland High School shooting. I believe his comment or joke. Keep in mind, these are jokes. And what I don't think people understand is just because a comedian is saying a joke doesn't necessarily mean that he means it. He's saying it to be funny because, again, that's his fucking job. He said something about how you're not special just because you went to a high school where there was a shooting. We don't have to listen to you. You're still ultimately just a dumb kid huffing gasoline, watching Rick and Morty or whatever kids these days do. And then at another point in his routine, he was talking about pronouns, like, you know, kids, mostly kids saying, I want you to refer to me as they. I'm they, gender neutral. Louis C.K. said something like, well, you should identify me as there because I identify as a location and the location is your mother's cunt. See, I think that's funny. Some other comedians who like are jumping on the Louis C.K. hate wagon right now is like, hey, that's hacky. He's punching down and you should never punch down in comedy, which I don't understand why that is a rule now. I don't like that rule.
In the new community corner.
Obviously, I disagree with that rule. And is it really punching down? Maybe Louis C.K. is like, yeah, I'm fine with, you know, transgender people. I don't like this weird naming shit. That seems like something to make fun of. Whatever. So 2018 was not a good year for Louis C.K. It continues to not be a good year for Louis C.K. And I'm thinking it's going to sort of leak into 2019. So hold on to your tits there. Your big, pale, floppy ginger tits. I do have a couple pieces of audio that I wanted to share with you. First up, here is a woman screaming at a man on a subway train because he gave her AIDS. This is so New York. God, I want to live there.
Hey, don't tell me stop acting stupid. You fucking gave me AIDS. You gave me fucking AIDS.
That's quite an accusation. I want to know if they got on the train together, if she just saw this man on the train and was like, oh, yeah, you're the guy that gave me AIDS. You're not returning my phone calls. Very rude.
You gave me fucking AIDS.
You got AIDS from
the... No, I got fucking AIDS from you.
No, you got it from the...
I got fucking
AIDS from you.
Your Instagram
picture.
No. You're not going to put this on me. You fucking gave me AIDS.
I don't know what Instagram has to do with this. I think his argument is, look at all the men on your Instagram page. One of those dudes probably infected you. What I want to know, though, is, does he have AIDS? Because that would really bolster his defense. And I know if someone confronted me and was like, hey, you gave me AIDS, the first thing I would say is, no, I don't have AIDS. How could I give it to you? He's not saying that, though. The best he can do is look at your Instagram.
You gave me AIDS.
You gave me fucking AIDS.
No, what you want to do? No, don't tell me, Jim.
Also, he said you gave yourself AIDS, which is not possible.
Jim, I want Jim. You gave me AIDS. Yeah, so, for me.
So, what are you
going to
do now? What you
going to
do? You have AIDS? That's it. You can't do
That's it? What?
I'm going to move on. What, you going to give it to other people?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give it to him.
She's a woman with a plan.
And in all them. All you men are the same. Fucking trifling, Ross. Dirty ass. That's all you men do. Just fuck around.
How Miss Cleo got AIDS.
That's all you men do. Just fuck around.
I see a new baby in your life. That baby's going to be infected with AIDS, too.
Fucking nasty, Ross.
Stop acting stupid.
Get off of me.
Yo, stop acting stupid.
Get off of me.
She's hitting him, and you know, if he did give her AIDS, I think she has every right to be upset. Could you imagine if this was your morning commute? This is what you got to watch.
Get off of me. No, you made me like this.
So jealous.
You made me like this. Get off of me. Get off of me. Get off of me, you fucking dirty dick ass. You fucking itchy dick. You fucking itchy dick.
Well, to be fair, you've got AIDS too, so you've got a rancid cunt.
You stink pussy.
You fucking stinking itchy dick.
No, you acting stupid.
Oh, itchy dick and stink pussy. Okay.
Get off of me. Get off of me.
He's not on top of you, lady. You're grabbing him. She seems a little confused. Maybe she doesn't have AIDS. Maybe it's just like a yeasty. Let me just fast forward to the end. I doubt there's a resolution.
Oh,
well.
Get out of here! Get out of here!
Get out of here!
Get out of here!
Get out of here!
Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here!
It doesn't sound like she has AIDS. It sounds like she is becoming a werewolf. Was she bitten?
Get out of here!
That would happen. Hey, speaking of werewolves, nice transition. The local news ran a story on teenage werewolves. Now, we all know werewolves aren't real. These are kids who are living their lives as werewolves. It's like full-time werewolf cosplay. And to go back to what Louis C.K. was saying, now I'm not advocating for school shootings. You don't see a lot of werewolves at Parkland High, though, right? I see those Parkland kids speaking so eloquently, organizing rallies. They got their shit together. There's no pretend play bullshit in Parkland. You know what I mean? So here is some teen werewolves.
Meet members of the Wolf Pack, one of several packs scattered about San Antonio's north side.
We're not a gang at all. Like, gangs are posers. They just want attention.
Oh, the irony. You're dressed in all goth apparel, pretending to be a werewolf, howling. This is the biggest cry for attention I've ever seen.
The pack, we're family. Like, we go...
That's what people in gangs say. They're my family, man. They watch out for me. They look out for me.
Tagging stuff. The pack, we're family. Like, we go to see each other for our problems.
And yes, they sometimes meet under a full moon. That is, if mom and dad let them out of the house.
We're here. Yeah.
The fascination with werewolves dates back to the 1930s, with popular movies starring Lon Chaney Jr.
Van Helsing!
More recently, movies like Van Helsing...
Yeah, we all know what werewolves are! This segment was obviously short a minute or so yeah, let's go into the history of werewolves so everyone's on the same page here.
They may not be mutating from man to wolf, but counselors warn these teens are experiencing transformations of their own. From childhood to adulthood.
Young people are looking to define their identities, sometimes to come together and affiliate around a theme or an idea.
Join the Mathletes! Even like, you know, just getting together to play video games would be more acceptable than dressing up
and just really
pretending to be werewolves.
To belong, that sense of belonging.
And a sense of belonging is just what this group says they're after.
You get friends, you get a place you belong. Yeah, you pretty much you're accepted to where you are, who you are, what you are.
A lot of mascara.
Day Kitten Wolfram Lupus is...
I'm sorry. Hold on here. What was that name? Darius Lupus? Isn't that the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish?
Day Kitten Wolfram Lupus is the unofficial leader of the pack at Brandeis High. He says he's got some wolf in him, howling sometimes to get out. We spotted the tails at a Westside mall doing what teenagers do.
Fellatio behind a Claire's earring boutique. That's what kids do, right?
Just like another family. Like, this is our second home, basically.
And you mall.
Couldn't help but notice the eyes and the fangs. It's a style, we're told, and nothing more.
We're not trying to be intimidating. We're not trying to be menacing or anything. We're just trying to live our daily lives. And
trying to live our best werewolf life is what we're trying to do. I noticed that they're not interviewing the parents of any of these children.
One of the wolf pack, whom many consider the alpha dog, received some international acclaim when a neighbor's dog went missing, only to have its skull found in the possession of one 18-year-old Wolfie Blackheart. It created a firestorm on the internet.
That's your wolf pack leader? This is the real news story here that they don't really spend a lot of time on. Like, why did this guy have the skull? Did he find it? Did he skin the dog?
I don't believe anyone is just human. It's just everyone's got something else mixed in with them. Just they've got to actually look inside themselves and find out what it is.
Day's got his own leash he wears.
All right, I've heard enough from the wolf pack. I do have one more short. This is like 10 seconds long. A short local news clip. This woman is desperately trying to pronounce someone's name.
And hundreds gathered today.
Now, you can tell that she is looking ahead at the name, and she knows that this is going to be a problem.
Hundreds gathered today to say their final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, D.D. Megadoodoo.
All right. Hold on a second. The name is nowhere near D.D. Megadoodoo.
Officer, D.D. Megadoodoo.
Hold on. The name is... Deidre Deidre. Okay, I can't pronounce anything. I got the first name right. Now, the second one is a little harder. It does not look like... What is it? Mengedudu? It's M-E-N-G-E-D-O-T. Mengdot or something, right? That's how I would pronounce it. Deidre Mengdot.
Police officer. D.D. Megadudu.
Megadudu. Oh, this poor woman was shot and killed, right?
Megadudu.
I could just listen to this on loop. I just want the name on loop.
Police officer. D.D. Megadudu.
I'm laughing because for once it's not me mangling someone's name. D.D. Megadudu does have a nice ring to it. Oh, I do have one more very short local news clip. Apparently, somewhere in bumfuck Pennsylvania, a Dunkin' Donuts burned down, and apparently that's the only thing in the town, so residents were very distraught.
No one was hurt, but the place has extensive damage. Psycho says the fire was started in...
Oh, the police officer's last name is Psycho. Also a nice little detail. Let me rewind that.
Shamokin police officer Ray Psycho...
Shamokin! That's the sound Michael Jackson makes.
Hey, night. Shamokin police officer Ray Psycho says no one was hurt, but the place has extensive damage. Psycho says the fire was started inside the women's bathroom. The toilet paper dispenser was lit on fire, and within about a minute, the entire place was filled up with smoke.
Apparently, a young girl did this because she's psycho.
The mother did explain that she's recently been put on new medication, but as far as
Shmokin.
For what reason, we're unsure right now.
Hey, that Dunkin' Donuts was smoking.
The 13-year-old...
Sorry. All right.
Who admitted to setting the fire is currently at a juvenile detention center. Many people who live in Shamokin are upset that Dunkin' Donuts is closed.
Now, all right, so here we go. Now we're getting reaction from the locals.
Closed. Now I have to rely on myself to go to maybe a Turkey Hill or something where I don't like their donuts. I'd rather the donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm kind of dealing with it, but...
It must be hard for you.
I really miss Dunkin' Donuts.
I go there every day. I get a chicken bacon croissant, or I get some coffee.
This is Dutch Smith talking. Dutch Smith doesn't look like he does much in the way of working.
Make a croissant, or I get some coffee, Powerade if I'm dehydrated. I sit there all the time. If I have any like legal work that I need to do, I go there. I meet with my attorneys there.
I'm guessing he's the defendant in a lot of cases. Legal work. Preparing my defense.
Attorney's there.
I'm going to miss that place if they don't open up. And a lot of my friends go in there, get the cold coffee. Well, iced coffee, I guess it's called.
What do you just point at the pictures? I don't know what it's called or whatever, the iced coffee I order. She has no teeth in her fucking head. Her name is Edna. This is not a good advertisement for smoking. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. Thank you guys so much for a great 2018. Let's make 2019 even better. How? Sign up for the Sideshow, DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, thousands and thousands of shows to listen to. Plus, every week we do exclusive programs just for paying freaks. You get a special RSS feed. It works with most, not all, but most podcast apps like the Apple Podcast app, bunch of them for Google and Android and shit. Sign up. Membership's very inexpensive. I still have those holiday deals up for another day, so now's a great time to sign up for a monthly or yearly. It helps me out, and, you know, you'll get so much entertainment for 2019, you can't have anything but a good year. That's my promise to you, Ting. Other ways to support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge a few dollars that way, get access to a special voicemail line. I'll play your calls first. I post videos just for patrons occasionally. I've got one that I've been sitting on that I need to post maybe tomorrow if I can get around to it. So be on the lookout for that. And finally, we've got merchandise, t-shirts, mugs, hats, all sorts of stuff. Go to distortedview.com. Well, what is it? No, store.distortedview.com. That's where our store's at. Or if you go to distortedview.com, just click on the store link. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, We have talked a little bit about urine therapy. I've played some disgusting clips for you over the years. Urine therapy, though, gaining traction. It's becoming increasingly popular, and it's nasty. People around the globe believe drinking their urine will cure cancer, improve their cardiac health. Maybe I should drink it. I've got heart issues. All right, I'll take a sip. Prevent hair loss. That's one thing. Thankfully, that's not happening to me. With all of my problems, you know, I act like a goddamn child on this show, but my body's falling apart. I'm like an old man. I've got heart issues. I ache. My hair is all gray. At least, though, my hair is not falling out. Worst comes to worst, I would dye my hair. You know, I can do that. I don't do that. I've tried it before, and I think it looked pretty good, but Lord Douche makes fun of me every time I do it. He says I'm vain. I mean, freaks, you've seen me before on camera. I'm not vain. I can't be. Someone that looks like me cannot be vain. I dye my hair just to get to a level where I look fucking human, like a normal person. That's not vain. I just want to be identified as a human being, like a man. Good God. All right. What are we talking? We're talking about urine here, not hair dye. Cardiac health. This drinking urine is supposed to help prevent hair loss, reducing age, and improve acne. Facebook is a central hub. Yeah, Facebook. Facebook is a evil place. That's where all these urine therapy people gather. Several groups contain tens of thousands of pee-swallowing fools. People drink, bathe, brush their teeth, and apply to their eyes. Yeah, like urine eye drops. All in the hopes of ridding their body of toxins. Most disturbing are parents that force their children to drink their urine. According to Pathos, as with most miracle treatments, people that drink urine believe it cures everything. There are posts of people talking about curing autism. First of all, they won't vaccinate their children, but they'll load them up with a bunch of piss. piss eye drops. Reversing vaccine injuries. Mm-hmm, and curing HIV and cancer. Parents in the group discussed giving their children urine. Some even collected their children's urine for consumption. Their children's piss, I guess, is more potent. As you get older, your piss is diluted. Urine enthusiasts brush their teeth with urine. Many wash their faces in piss. Others put urine in their eyes to help with eye infections, dry eyes, and other eye disorders. Pink eye becomes yellow eye. In addition to all of these, people recommend using urine in a neti pot. For sinus rinse. You know, you ever seen those neti pots? It's a thing where it's like a little pot and you shove it up one nostril and then the water or piss in this case goes up your nose and down the other nostril. All right, so here are some posts on Facebook regarding urine therapy. Hi everyone, I'm HIV positive. I want to lose weight. Well, give it time. That's the one nice thing about HIV. I guess that maybe that's full-bloom AIDS, but I'm guessing, you know, if you participate in urine therapy, you don't so much believe in medical science. So I'm guessing maybe he's not taking his HIV meds, it'll lead to AIDS, he'll lose weight, boom. Desired outcome achieved. All right, I'm HIV positive. I want to lose weight using urine therapy. Is it possible to drink my urine while taking medication? Okay, so he's taking his meds, good. I also have no diet simply because I can't afford a diet. My question, can I start taking urine therapy? This is a man with a compromised immune system. Here is the first reply to his question. Tom Mack writes, I think HIV is a scam, and if you quit taking your meds and you just fast on urine for a week, you'll completely heal. As if that wasn't bad enough. Like, that advice is horrible, right? It gets worse, though. Someone replied to Tom, saying, Tom, I've heard of people drinking urine from AIDS patients, and everything is fine. No problem. People say it's toxic. It's a joke. Again, coming from someone with absolutely like no medical background. It's just a hunch, right? They just feel like this is all a scam. All right, after a bathe in urine, one poster told the group that his eyes turned red. You know, infected. He said he opened his eyes in the tub. A friend in the group told him to keep blinking. So he says here, I did my first aged urine soak. So aged urine is like fermented urine, I think. You know, you piss in a bottle and then you let it sit and fester, right? All right, did my first aged urine soak today for 20 minutes. Has anyone had this happen to their eyes with aged urine? I opened my eyes underwater. And then he provides a picture of his red eyes. The reply is, it's normal. Yeah, everything's normal. It's cleaning things out of your eyes. Douse it with fresh urine and just keep blinking till it's not red anymore. Phones stop us from blinking. You're blaming mobile phone usage on this. Not the fact that he's just soaked in urine and he got it all in his eyes. Phones stop us from blinking, which we need to do more often. But it's not the phones that made his eyes red. They became red when he soaked in urine. God. I'm getting yellow teeth. She's been drinking fresh urine. Ideas? I've been pee fasting. So that means that she's not eating or drinking. The only thing she'll drink is pee. Pee fasting since the 22nd. And then a member suggested that she use hydrogen peroxide and water. And then you continue to piss or drink your piss in the morning and evening. Then another person's like, no. You're not supposed to use hydrogen peroxide. Aged piss is supposed to be better for whitening your teeth. Thanks, but it gives me diarrhea. That's the reply. It's just cleaning you out. See, everything's normal. It's cool. Whatever piss is doing to you, it's supposed to be doing to you. All right. Yeah, it's fine that it gives you diarrhea. It's cleaning you out. But for whitening, you can just swish it if you prefer. And finally, I've got a post here about autism. Autism's reversible, guys. Guess what you just need to do? Drink a lot of your piss. As stated, autism is related to gut health. Oh, you just need to eat some probiotic urine-infused yogurt. Start cleaning up the diet and detoxing, including warm water and very diluted organic coffee enemas. Sure. Cut out all grains, GMOs, dairies, sugar, processed food, all chemicals, and on the body, I know it's drastic, but you got to clean out the body and nourish with whole foods. Get on a good pre and probiotic, and also a parasite cleanse. It's overwhelming, but so worth it. Baby steps to start, and urine therapy is a miracle, free of charge from our own body. It can only help. Also, cannabis oil. Then boom, no more autism. Ta-da! That is the state of urine therapy at the end of 2018. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Memphis, Tennessee. There was a big mess at a Memphis motel Thursday night after a guest got gross. This is a real news story. This is like, you know, WREG TV. All right. There was a big mess at a Memphis motel Thursday night after a guest got gross and began flinging feces in the lobby. Guys, we're ending the year with a bang. It happened at around 7:20 p.m. at the Airport Inn on Brooks Road near I-55 over there in Memphis, Tennessee. Police said they responded to the motel three times. There was like three bowel movements. He just kept going. Yes, they responded three times because of the alleged antics of Bernstein Wright, 53. The first time, police said motel staff told them that she was drunk and wandering the motel. She was causing a disturbance. Officers said she slammed a door on an officer's foot when they arrived and used the bathroom on herself. I think that means she shit on her foot. Maybe the heel. I'm trying to figure out how you would shit on yourself because it's hard to get a body part underneath your butt. You got to really contort yourself. Maybe she just pissed on herself. Police gave her a warning. Hey. This is strike one. That's something you should never say, by the way, because people know you get three strikes. The next one's basically a freebie. All right, so police officers gave her a warning and then left, but they were called back less than an hour later. This time, police said Wright was in the lobby, flinging feces, urine-soaked towels, and empty beer cans at fellow guests and staff. Where is the security footage of that? Police said they escorted her from the property. Oh, they didn't give her a second warning? All right. Don't nobody want to clean up no other man's feces. That's just sickly. And that's probably why I'm sick now, said a man who works as a janitor at the motel. He said this isn't the first time he's had to clean up something disgusting. They've been doing a lot of things that's obscene because I've cleaned up feces. And God knows, I just don't know, man. All right. After leaving the motel, Police said Wright eventually returned, and they arrested her again. As they were doing so, she allegedly said, well, they didn't arrest her the first time. I guess they just escorted her out. They made her leave the hotel or motel. And then she came back again. As they were doing so, she allegedly said she wasn't going down without a goddamn fight and asked officers if they would like to brawl and then threatened to blow up the motel. Motel staff told police that she caused about $1,400 worth of damage in her room alone. And, you know, out in the lobby, that's where the shit flinging took place. Wright is charged with assault, disorderly conduct, public intoxication, vandalism, and aggravated criminal trespass. Final story we have for 2018. This one really is a sad commentary on the state of political correctness, social justice, white guilt. A Women's March group is canceling its January rally in Humboldt County, California, over concerns that its participants would be overwhelmingly white. There's too many white people registering for this Women's March. We gotta shut it down. Nothing good happens when too many white people get together, which is probably true. I'm pretty sure that's how we got the Hallmark Channel. Anyway, this is a Women's March, not a, like, Women of Color March. Everyone's invited. It just so happens that white people were the, like, more white people signed up to go than minorities, and that's a real problem. We'll be the laughingstock of protest marches. We gotta get some color in there. The decision comes amid division and tension on the broader Women's March movement, which has unified millions of women and men in protest in the past 2 years. Organizers of the 2019 Eureka Women's March, originally scheduled for January 19th. I probably mispronounced that. It's probably your, I don't know. They probably say it in a different, but it's spelled Eureka. Eureka or something, you know. They're trying to trip me up. It was originally scheduled for January 19th. They said in a statement that the decision came after numerous conversations with leading local activists. Up to this point, the participants have been overwhelmingly white, lacking representation from several perspectives. Whose fault is that? It's not the white people's fault. Maybe black women just didn't want to come to this particular march. And that's okay, as long as they're welcome. Instead of pushing forward with crucial voices absent, the organizing team will take time for more outreach. By the way, the town or the county where this was going to be held is about 74% white. Maybe that has something to do with it? Maybe it's because there's no black people around? Apparently, though, this is not the first time the Women's March movement has faced questions about its racial makeup and inclusiveness. Excitement in the months leading up to the inaugural march in 2017 was dampened? Probably supposed to be dampened, right? It was damped by divisive discussions about race, particularly involving minority women and how issues important to them sometimes differed from those of their white counterparts. Yeah, it's hard to organize a rally. Everyone wants their voice to be heard. Why can't they just be like, all right, this is a women's march, so we are only going to focus on stuff that affects all women. Now, we understand that as a woman of color, in addition to all the normal woman bullshit, you've got your own special issues that just affect you guys. So you got to have your own rally for that. We're just focusing on stuff for all women, because that still affects you, right? You're still a woman, and you're still dealing with these problems that all women have, and then you can go have your specialized right black women's march later. I don't think that would fly either. In November, Women's March founder Teresa Shook called for the resignation of national co-chairs Bob Bland, Tamika Mallory, Carmen Perez, and Linda Sarsar, adding that they have steered the movement away from its true course. Mallory in particular was criticized after she attended the Nation of Islam's annual Savior's Day event in Chicago, at which Farrakhan made statements about powerful Jews who he considered his enemy. Mallory is expected to be replaced, and here is a statement from the new chair.
Jews are the real supremacists. Oh. They proclaim they're God's chosen people. What could be more supremacist than that?
Good point. But why don't you talk about women in the Women's March?
But Christ said in St. John 8:44 that Jews are the children of Satan. So who do you believe, Christ or the Jews?
I think that he'll make a great replacement for Tamika Mallory. He's going to get all these women Jew-wise.
So become Jew-wise at DavidDuke.com. And
That's right. This was all an advertisement for DavidDukes.com domain. All right. The Women's March, by the way, will return to Washington and other cities on January 19th. Mark your calendars in menstrual blood. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. Many ways to contact the show. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. I've got some voicemails I'm going to play for you in just a second. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And, of course, we've got a Discord where you can chat with almost 1,000 other freaks. Our Discord link is over there at distortedview.com in the main navigation bar, so check that out. Say hi to Level 80 Cat Lady, Scumhook, Snatch Weasel. I don't know. I think Snatch Weasel may have been like an old listener from the like IRC days. I don't know if Snatch Weasel is still a listener. That name might be up for grabs. Become the new Snatch Weasel. So the first voicemail I got, he does not want his voice on the show, but he provided some information about Terry Davis, that guy who started the creepy religious-themed operating system. Yet he was still very foul-mouthed. A vulgar religious person. Here he is talking about a girl, I guess, that he dated.
They're trying to use her to get me to go back to work. And, you know, I don't have this... my heart, you know, but... you know, it hurt when she's fucking that nigger. Now it's like, fuck, I can swap a girlfriend. Would be no fucking big deal.
I mean, he's the inventor of an operating system. He can get any woman he wants. I created Temple OS. That's all he has to say to these bitches at a bar. Get their panties soaking wet.
The CIA niggers glow in the dark. Okay. You can see them if you're driving. You just run them over.
Yeah, he had a real problem with the CIA. Anyway, that's Terry Davis. And I guess he died back in August, shortly after, or maybe on the same day that I played a clip of him. Apparently, he was hit by a train. A lot of people getting hit by trains. Have you noticed that on Distorted View Daily, trains are very important? First of all, for years we've been playing the train wreck sound effect when a caller, you know, calls in and starts stumbling and can't get to the point. I train wreck them.
The whistles go, woo woo! You get nothing!
Absolutely nothing!
Oh no.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Be, that's all, folks.
And then, of course, one of the most infamous Distorted View and Sensitive Reenactment stories come from a news item where the two girls were sunbathing on the train tracks, and, of course, they fell asleep, and the train hit them. I got shit for that from the girls who were hit by the train, or her friends or something. Apparently they lived, lost a limb or something. And now this guy, who we've featured a couple times on the show... died by getting hit by a train. The listener says, I think Terry A. Davis died on this very same day I featured the most recent Terry A. Davis audio back in August. So I like to think I had a hand in his death there. Ta-da. All right. So thank you very much for that call, Anonymous. Let's do a couple calls here. We'll wrap things up for the year.
Huh, long time no see, Tim.
Hi.
Me so horny, long time no see. Ha, me love you, Tim.
Well, thank you very much. I know your first name, Aaron. I've got caller ID, trying to pretend you're Asian. Mondiu.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
It was a horrible Asian accent.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Harrison Ford Hater here, and I know you hate to know it all, but I'm listening to the July 23rd episode.
Oh, this is the part of the show where people explain how I'm wrong about everything.
I know, really far away. And you're talking about how Lord Douche's bookshelf is really difficult to move, and you asked what Thor's hammer was made of, because that's what it felt like, you know, you were moving it.
Yes.
And again, I know you hate to know it all, but Thor's hammer is made out of Uru, and... It's not difficult to pick up because it's heavy. It's difficult to pick up, or it's impossible for unworthy people to pick up because of a magical enchantment.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's what's going on with this bookshelf. Maybe it's magically enchanted.
I wanted to clear that up.
Magically
enchanted. But I'm not just going to call in and talk down to you. I'll ask you what you're playing on the Switch currently. A lot of good games are coming out right now while I'm calling. Well, a lot of okay games are coming out right now. I don't know if you're into Pokemon. Let's Go just came out.
Yeah, I got that recommendation. I was never into Pokemon, but people are telling me, like, oh, this is the perfect game to get into it, to try it, the Let's Go game. So I might pick up that. There was a game that I've been wanting, and it got horrible reviews. It's that one, it's the Starlink. It's a space game, and you can play as the Star Fox character, Fox McCloud. And I wanted that so bad, and a while ago, they had it on sale, the physical game, hard copy of the game, starter kit. It's got like little toys that you can attach onto your controller, which I don't really care about. And it was on sale for like $20 or $30, and it was normally $80, I think, and I almost grabbed it. But then people said, wait, don't buy the physical, buy the digital version, because you get all sorts of bonuses and extras and stuff. And so finally, over the Christmas vacation, that game went on sale, but I haven't been able to play it yet. So that is the newest game I have. I haven't really been purchasing a lot of games lately. I'm up for suggestions.
What you're playing?
I heard Celeste is really good, but I think that's like, isn't that like an 8-bit looking game?
Hope you're good having game. A great winter. Hope the house is going well. Talk to you
no,
later.
It's going Bye. Awful. Everything's going awful. 2018 can't end soon enough. Oh, we're just a mere few hours away. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Okay.
You fucking get me
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great year. Tomorrow, I'm taking the day off, of course. No one's going to be listening to podcasts on New Year's. I will be back the next day with a Sideshow exclusive program, and I'll probably do a best of show over on the free side just because, you know, you guys deserve something to listen to, I guess. So be on the lookout for all that. Sign up for the Sideshow, and I will see you back in 2019. Until then, bye, everybody!
So I guess it's goodbye, brother. Goodbye, rock and roll. Guess it's goodbye to the only life I know. Yeah, it's a shame you couldn't just say you were hurting.
Sugar frosted flakes.
Moving up, moving up. Kellogg's Raisin Bran and Pops. Moving up, moving up. We've got corn and rice. Moving up, moving up. And Kellogg's Mini Wheats are rolling out. Sugar Smacks from Kellogg's. Moving up, moving up. Pop Tarts and Danish. Popping up, popping up. Spin.